Hey, Juju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chambi, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook, and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours! I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Chambi from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade, and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM, the eye.
A very good evening, Namibia, and welcome to the Business Economic Segment. I'm your host, Ndafa Happy Juju, and today we'll be diving into Namibia's business scene and economic trends from local market moves to global impacts. We'll break it down for you. Now, of course, this is the Business Economic Segment. I know you're used to the voice of my colleague, David Chambi, and you know there was a swap today. He did on the radar news analysis while I'm on the Business Economic Segment, right? I mean, it's necessary to specialize in certain areas, but it's also necessary to go into other areas for convenience and also for experience, don't you think? Yeah. So nonetheless, let's get right into today's discussion right here on the Business Economic Segment. I'll be keeping your company from now, that is 1800 hours up until the 1700 hours, and yes, you'll be right safe in my hands as we go deeper into the discussions of today. Now, today is the 20th of March, 2026. Only a few hours left for us to cross into the 21st of March, that being Namibia's Independence Day. Now, of course, let's get right into today's discussions. Now, on the heart of today's discussions, President Tumbonandi Ndaitwa today hosted Botswana's president, that is Duma Boko, and his delegation for a one-day walking visit that was aimed at strengthening bilateral cooperation between the two countries. Now, the visit builds on outcomes of the Namibia-Botswana Bi-National Commission, also known as BNC, with both leaders reaffirming their commitment to regular consultations in order to monitor progress and ensure the effective implementation of agreed initiatives. Now, speaking during the engagement, President Tumbonandi Ndaitwa highlighted that Namibia and Botswana have committed to deepening collaboration across key sectors, including trade, infrastructure development, tourism, natural resource management, and logistics. She further emphasized on Namibia's strategic role in regional trade, noting that the Walvis Bay corridor remains open to all neighboring countries, serving as a key gateway to facilitate trade, enhance connectivity, and unlock regional value chains while improving competitiveness. Now, discussions between the two leaders also focused on advancing major joint infrastructure projects, including the Trans-Kalahari Railway, which is already being pursued by the Ministry of Transport, she said. Now, the project is expected to play a critical role in boosting trade and regional integration. In addition to that, both leaders reflected on their shared participation in the Kavango-Zambezi Transfrontier Conservation Area, underscoring the importance of environmental conservation and sustainable development. Against the backdrop of rising global geopolitical tensions, Namibia and Botswana stressed the need for stronger regional cooperation guided by respect for international law, peaceful conflict resolution, and shared values of multilateral engagement. President Boko expressed appreciation for Namibia's hospitality and reaffirmed Botswana's commitment to strengthening bilateral relations and advancing a shared economic agenda. The visit marks a continued consolidation of diplomatic and economic ties between Namibia and Botswana. Now let's take a listen to President Tumbonandi Ndaitwa as she was speaking on alongside President Duma Boko. Let's take a listen.
To the Republic of Namibia and your delegation. As neighbors and following also our successful bi-national commission, we have agreed that we should have regular consultations
in order to assess progress, to make sure that what we have agreed is being implemented in order to serve our people. Namibia and Botswana, we have committed ourselves to collaborate on many areas, including the areas of trade, infrastructure development, tourism, and natural resources management, and also to collaborate on logistics. In the words of our said president, our neighboring countries, we can no longer continue to call them landlocked countries, but rather sea-linked countries. And that is why Namibia, we have made Walvis Bay as our strategic gateway in the region, open to all our neighbors. And through the Walvis Bay corridor, we are able to facilitate trade and unlock the regional value chain by improving our competitiveness. So the discussions that we had this afternoon, we are looking into unlocking this value chain in also using the Trans-Kalahari Rail Project, which already our ministers responsible for transport, they have started working on this, and we are looking forward to its successful implementation. Of course, in the current geopolitics, where we are also seeing conflict in different parts of the world, as neighboring countries, we need to exchange and also see how we can secure ourselves, particularly on commodities that could be easily affected by the conflicts that are existing. One clear one is the oil flow, and we want to make sure that our port continue to facilitate the movement of goods. So our ministers and our technical people are being directed to ensure that what we have agreed, particularly at the Bi-National Commission, are fully implemented. Thus far, we are satisfied on progress that has been achieved as the discussions are going on. And we will continue to monitor progress that we can do when visiting one another, or we can also use other technology in order to assess the progress. So once again, Mr. President, welcome to Namibia, and I'm glad that you have found this time, and definitely we need to continue to make sure that.
And now with that, let's pause right here, take a trip to the marketplace. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
Celebrate Namibia's Independence Month with amazing deals at Exolus Investment CC. Get solar lights for just 100 Namibian dollars. We also stock CCTV Wi-Fi cameras, TV mounts, DSTV and GoTV satellite TV accessories, plus replacement remotes for TVs, air conditioners and many other electronic accessories only at Exolus Investment CC. Visit us today at Shop 7, Black Chain Shopping Center in Katutura, next to Bank Ventuk. We are open daily, including public holidays, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. for your convenience. Call or WhatsApp 081-31-91-395 and find us on social media. Exodus Investment CC, your trusted store for quality electronics and accessories. Hurry! Our Independence Special runs until the 13th of April 2026. And remember, Exodus Investment CC. We courier countrywide. Call us now.
Celebrate Namibia's freedom with the best price match now at all ShopRite stores. 4 kilogram real good frozen mixed chicken portions, only 199.99 Namibian dollars. 10 kilos champion super maize meal, 104.99 Namibian dollars. 3 kilograms of Polana pasta, 74.99 Namibian dollars. 5 kilograms marathon white sugar, 92.99 Namibian dollars. A large tin of Ree coffee, 169.99 Namibian dollars. ShopRite, buy bulk so you can save and enjoy this Independence Weekend.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva Tero ulikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa nune udo otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendi fenawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa ninge Pata fanona, Monica ko Eagle FM, onora etatu imwe bali heali, nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile ko berewa, nora etatu natu, bali o etatu batatu, o mafelane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katutura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katutura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back. Meanwhile, President Duma Boko of Botswana, during the round table discussions, said that Botswana has recently deployed a new ambassador representative to Namibia. That is Ambassador Commissioner Philip Kwai. Pardon me for the pronunciation, who happens also to be a regular in Namibia. The President Duma Boko also say that the two heads of state will have a regular contact with each other in order to drive their agenda of economic collaboration, that is for them to increase the volume of intra-Africa trade. Let's now take a listen to President Duma Boko.
Thank you very much, Your Excellency. Thank you very much for capturing and summarizing neatly and accurately the purpose of our meeting today. Let me start by acknowledging the warm hospitality of Namibia, which is customary between Botswana and Namibia, as neighbors, as sister countries, we always treat each other in this manner.
Botswana has recently decoyed and gifted the Republic of Namibia a new representative, His Excellency Ambassador Commissioner Philip Kwai. He has settled in his other home, really, and literally for him, literally because he's a regular, literally because he also has relatives in this country, in Katutura. And so we brought him closer to his relatives and deployed him in his other home. And he has been well received, he's extremely happy. He has presented his credentials and he has informed that he had occasion to engage with Madam President, and a welcome party was held, and he was thoroughly impressed because at the welcome party, Madam President was able to recall all the issues that he had discussed with her, and he, I'm afraid, may not want to return when he finishes his tour of duty here, but he will still be home anyway. So thank you very much, Madam President, to the people of Namibia for the relationship. We are neighbors. The President and I have agreed that we will have regular contact with each other. We will call each other up on the phone. We will meet as regularly as required to drive our agenda of deep economic collaboration. We do this in the broader context of raising the volume and the quality of trade, intra-Africa trade, both under the auspices of the Africa Continental Free Trade Area Agreement and in the context of regional and sub-regional agreements. We want to operationalize. This requires of us the opening up of channels of engagement, infrastructure, trade corridors, facilitating movement, ease of movement of goods and persons between our countries, Namibia, Botswana. And we must be the leaders and exemplars, because between us now, Namuno border, our people move freely. We want it to be even more seamless. We will deploy technology, because the direction we are going is no longer one-stop border post. The language now is no-stop border post. And we will have a single window. We will ensure that goods move freely, they move seamlessly, and they move our economies and move the guy. This is critical. And so to ensure that this happens, we need to meet regularly. We need to reflect on progress. We need to examine where we are. We need to get regular updates. Some of them we will get via electronic means, virtually, but we need to also meet physically to engage. And it is in this context that we met yesterday, Madam President and I. And we have examined progress. We have been apprised. We are impressed. We are very happy with progress thus far. But we want more. And we urge our teams to do more. And they are poised and ready to do exactly that. And so we are most grateful. We need to work together very closely and always check how far we've come, how far we are, where we're going. If there are any bottlenecks, we address them together. And this is why we
have met today, and we will meet. So you will see more of these meetings between Botswana and Namibia, and we trust that you will not only just see meetings, you will see progress, you will see infrastructure, you will see efficiency, you will see spectacular results coming from these regular meetings and engagements. I'm most grateful. My team is grateful. In the context of this uncertain geopolitical environment, we have the rare fortune in the whole world of being the safest place in the world now. Africa is. Southern Africa mostly. And so those who thought other places were safer for parking their capital, for investing, must now have woken up to the fact we are the safest. So they must bring their investments here, and we will facilitate them. And because of these meetings, we will be as efficient as possible. So thank you very much. And to our teams, we return the baton to you.
Of course, that was the voice of President Duma Boko of Botswana. I'm speaking about this regular visit, not just becoming any visit, but that they will see, or perhaps within us, the citizens, will see tangible results and progress, and that we will see infrastructure. Of course, that is as a result of the regular visits that Botswana and Namibia have. Now, we have also noted the National Commission between Botswana and Namibia that was also conducted last year between Botswana and Namibia when Botswana's President Duma Boko came over to Namibia. And of course, he speaks on this visit in order to drive their agenda, both heads of state's agenda of economic collaboration in order for them to increase the volume of intra-Africa trade. I think that is most definitely the way for a lot of African countries to go in that direction of increasing intra-Africa trade, because at the end of the day, when we do a focus on the West and focus the European countries, focus on outside countries that we have that in the past African countries and economies have been focused on, we have seen the negative consequences that it has on us as Africa as a whole, because when there are geopolitical tensions such as it is now, and I really appreciate how President Duma Boko was not in any way lagging back on speaking about how Africa being the safest place now for investment as well, not just in terms of peace and war, but also in terms of investment, how investing in Africa is very beneficial, and not only investment from the West, but investment within Africa itself. So it's definitely about time that countries look to each other, African countries look to each other to enhance economic drive, to enhance collaboration, to enhance trade, to enhance infrastructure development, to enhance skills development. It is about time that African countries obviously come together and have not only these discussions, but rather implement them and put them into action for the benefit of their people indefinitely. So I think the question also now comes in to see, what are we citizens, perhaps business people, business-minded people, what is it that is coming to our minds as we see the two heads of state playing their part in terms of collaboration? And of course, it is time for us to leverage this opportunity. So what is it that we are perhaps doing to ensure that we take advantage of the opportunity, especially business people? Are we perhaps overlooking Botswana? Remember, we don't have to have any form of passport in order for us to cross Botswana, and Botswana is our neighboring country, whereby we can also take advantage of that. Perhaps business people also now, this is a time to actually reflect on, I want my business to grow. Perhaps who should I partner up with APEPS in Botswana? Nonetheless, let's pause right here, take a trip to the marketplace. We'll be back to engage an economist further on this. Stay tuned.
Your bank would never send fake SMS alerts. If it's not from 140295 or 29411 or 29462, it could be a scam. If you suspect fraud, call 061-299-1200. Bank Windhoek, a member of Capricorn Group.
Hot dogs. I love hot dogs. I wonder why it's called a hot dog. I can eat them day or night. Let's squeeze some tomato sauce on this bad boy and enjoy. Ah, no! Now I've got tomato sauce on my dog, my watch, and my favorite shirt.
Sometimes you just squeeze too hard, and your favorite shirt gets ruined. But luckily, with Express Credit's easy payday loans, you can get up to 9,000 Namibian dollars to help ease your financial squeeze in under 15 minutes.
Ah, now that's a relief.
Visit expresscredit.com.na. Express Credit, money when you need it.
Welcome back, and now let's get into a discussion I had. Let's take a listen to the discussion I had with Dr. Omoka Kuyama-Tundu, of course, on Namibia's visit, on Botswana's visit, working day visit to Namibia today. A very good evening to you, Dr. Omoka Kuyama-Tundu, and welcome to On the Reading News Analysis.
Yes, good evening, Happy, and good evening to your listeners.
Dr. Omu, of course, today we're discussing President Duma Boko of Botswana's visit or walking visit to Namibia, that is to visit President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah, of which they had much to discuss in regards to increasing intra-Africa trade between Botswana and Namibia, and of course also about forwarding or driving their agenda of economic collaboration. Perhaps maybe as an economist, just how important do you think is for two heads of state, and not just any head of state, but neighboring states to come together and speak about how they can actually drive economy together for their countries?
Yes. Happy, let's go a little bit back to Chief Senator Kama and Michael Scott, two people who assisted Namibia petitioning the United Nations that led to the Namibian independence, and also that the two countries are like second home to Botswana, that is Namibia, and second home to Namibians, which is Botswana. So they had very long-standing relations. Ships and brotherly and sisterly relationships. Mm-hmm. So politically, they are very close. The closest that we have gotten is when Prince Masisi and our late President Hage Geingob will just pop in the country, like coming to visit a brother, but they did a very good thing or a big thing or an important step, that was to do away with passports and just to use your ID, your national ID, to come over to Namibia and to go over that side. So it saves Namibians a lot of money in terms of time as well as in terms of dollars and pulas. So that was a great step. Now, again, the way I see it, that is what President Boko emulate, and President Her Excellency Netumbo Ndaitwah to work very closely. There are huge benefits that can come out of this cooperation and the bilateral commission doing some tangible things. One of the things that could happen is, of course, the railway that has been talked much about every time they meet. Now, that is a great idea. Remember, Namibia also offered Botswana what we call a dry dock at Walvis Bay, meaning that Botswana is having land where they can put their, those big containers when they are arriving at Walvis, and just like on a Botswana soil, and then transport them overland to Botswana. Now, a railroad will go a long way, not only in preserving our roads and Botswana roads, but mm-hmm. also to ferry heavy freight or load.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the Namibian side, we are having a problem when it comes to the road. Our railroad is dilapidated. It needs an overhaul.
Yeah.
We need something up to $2 billion or so to really overhaul our railroad so that the trains won't fall off. And when you bring in a new rail to connect to the Namibian side, we have a good one that will not cause any accident or something. And that is doable and that can be done.
Correct.
So the other thing is when we are talking about value chains, we are talking about diversifying our, not economies, I wanted to say, we have to have what is called complementarity, so that what is manufactured in Botswana is not the same thing that is manufactured here in Namibia.
Mm.
So that, let's say, for instance, we want to start a big factory here, a shoe factory or something, so that Botswana can supply us with leather. I know we are also big in cattle hides and stuff, but that is what value chain means. So that those guys slaughter at BMC, BMC take those to a tender in Botswana, maybe from the blue skin, it is tent now coming to Namibia, another company do something to it, it becomes leather, the leather is turned into shoes. That is a value chain, isn't it? And both countries are going to tap into the shoe manufacturing, but in a value chain that started with leather in Botswana. That is one. The other one is to have joint ventures where the two countries can set up either in Botswana
mm-hmm.
or in Namibia bigger factories. You see, both of us, we are having very small markets. So by so doing, we can increase our market a little bit to something like 5 million instead of the 3 million in a country. So in that way, putting a big factory here, that will take advantage of the SACO agreement where we don't have duty or tariffs between our countries because we are all members of SACO. We can, even if the factory or industry is in Namibia, it can easily export to Botswana and vice versa. The other thing is also to create some scale that is produced in high volume so that we can export to through the African Continental Free Trade Area. That is exploiting that scale, because if we go alone, we could have just only few things, and who is going to order something like 100 shoes to take to Nigeria? They would last something like up to 1 million pairs. So if both of us can have those joint ventures, work together, pool expertise, pool skills, the two countries can go very far. And I think, to me, this is something that should be pushed very, very hard. The two governments, now that our presidents are having that sisterly and brotherly relationship, they should do that. We should stop hearing about this term implement. They implement. Let's see. The proof is in the pudding. Let's see things happening and moving forward. We know that we have the Trans-Kalahari Corridor, which is going from Walvis Bay, going through Botswana, going to Gauteng. That's a great idea. But we need this trans-boundary railroad to really materialize. We need to see some other ventures coming to fruition. And then only can we say, yes, it is indeed a great idea. But On the face of it, definitely, it is a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Now, indeed, that was definitely one of the points of discussion about the Trans-Kalahari Rail Project, which President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah emphasized that the minister responsible for transport, that is Mr. Vicko Nekundi, has started working on, or the ministry has started working on, and that Namibia is looking forward to its successful implementation. And I hear you, doctors, talking about enough with implementation, and rather let's get into action. Now, in terms of the two heads of state committing themselves to collaborate on many areas, including trade, infrastructure development, tourism, and natural resource management, as well as logistics. Specifically, Doctor, where perhaps would you say, or within each of those fields mentioned, where perhaps can Namibia and Botswana really leverage themselves in terms of driving economic forward? And apart from government itself, how can perhaps the Namibian citizens take advantage of the opportunity, or even the Botswanan citizens take advantage of the opportunity of being able to trade with one another, especially now that, of course, you don't need a passport, you don't need a visa to go to Botswana, and Botswana, of course, is our neighboring country. I'm just here, you know, close by.
Happy, remember that governments don't trade; they facilitate, they smoothen things for their citizens. Those are companies and individuals like me and you, now that you have all the e-commerce and those things, to really start trading and facilitate a smooth trade. In tourism, for instance, we could have transboundary tourism, areas like that side of Kasane, that is bordering Zambezi and that area. And what they could then do is that, just like as if you are in the same country, you don't need complicated visa procedures to cross into Namibia, to cross into Botswana. It is just like you have breakfast in Botswana, you go game right in Namibia, you go back, you go like so. So, and the tour operators, Namibian and Botswana tour operators, can act as if it is one big tourist agency offering greater value to our tourists from North America, China, Europe, and other African countries. Now, when it comes to trade, that is where complementarity comes in. What is that Botswana is good at that will be even cheaper to be produced in Botswana, and Namibians to buy from Botswana instead of trying to do its own toilet paper here, and vice versa. If we have something very sweet that we produce here that Botswana is not very good at doing, that we can sell to Botswana at lower prices, Botswana can then import that from Namibia. That is the kind of things that we want to see. But of course, things that hold us back is things like we are in the same business of beef, diamonds, and those kind of stuff. So we need to try and see who is better at what and where will this be put up, and then we can trade in that way. On tourism, we have already said how we can benefit from tourism.
Quite interesting. And I must say, it's quite very important, of course, when two neighboring countries come together, and of course, with it's of worth noting how President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah initially started off, and she started off by visiting African countries. Now, and another interesting thing that President Duma Boko mentioned was that Africa, we are free now, especially when we're talking about global issues.
We know geopolitical tension is, of course, happening now at, within the West. And, of course, President Duma Boko did not shy away to say how Africa is actually safe at this point in time. And President Natumbonani, that we're also talking about, perhaps the also bringing onto the table things that they could be of mutual benefit between the two.
Ega meno jomau yerere koko marungura, kalishi ashike upsakadhi wa pau teknika, oliriwa omkundu wa shigwana, upsakadhi wa paliko, no hashivuru oku ya moshi para uhupiro uongeshefa. Oshini momtumba wa Namibia International Cyber Security Conference and Exhibition umvo mao vigaji miongo mbalina hamano. Iikondo epangero mahanga no wa umwene, uministeri wepangero ni ikondo ya yoroka no handimwe, onetamu ithanwa muhoroke komtumba omtitatu watumburu wa mete. Tekero. Esi kwa mirongo mbali na gali, sigo mbali na ganega apiriri, mwa vigali mirongo mbali na hamano, ekaro kwa Arembush Travel Lodge, Movenduka. Oshi parashi kundathanwa okuanja gane kuyerele kombinga uko shoki wopo ungomba, ano saiba hejin, kene una oku ironge kithira o mashongo koko marungura, no marongo kekopope ko jerongitho jo marungura na irwe inji. Koneka, o mahangano o handimwe ni kondo, mbokata mkatu ma a kaliripo ya konda pantu ya tano, otamukape wa ompi pito yom tugumwe awedho apo hasho ashikeshoka pethimbo jom tumbago tungoka otakukakara o VIP cyber gala dinner nuyere ronji wa maisha ngitho no mapura puro kwatathana nayo konraje tatu imwe onda tu ya tano omgoigeali nenge ko email info@dstech.com.na nenge utarere pwe panja jao jopa ungomba ko www.dstech.com.na Namibia International Cyber Security Conference and Exhibition Securing Namibia Digital Future.
Celebrate Namibia's independence with the best price smash now at all ShopRite stores. 2 liters of Pepsi and Miranda soft drinks for $16.99 each. 2 liters of Oris concentrated drink for $39.99. And pay just $36 for 2 1-liters of Rhodes fruit nectar. $79.99 for Vintuk Lager premium draft 6-pack. And $92.99 for 2 liters of dry red Tassenberg. ShopRite wishes you a happy and safe Independence Weekend.
Be of mutual benefit between the two countries that would then maybe might become very difficult to get from the West in the long run as we go. And of course, with
we need to try and see who is better at what and where will this be put up, and then we can trade in that way. On tourism, we have already said how we can benefit from tourism.
Quite interesting. And I must say, it's quite very important, of course, when two neighboring countries come together, and of course, with it's of worth noting how President Netumbonandi Ndaitwa initially started off, and she started off by visiting African countries. Now, and another interesting thing that President Duma Boko mentioned was that Africa, we are free now, especially when we're talking about global issues. We know geopolitical tension is, of course, happening now at, within the West. And, of course, President Duma Boko did not shy away to say how Africa is actually safe at this point in time. And President Natumbonani, that we're also talking about, perhaps the also bringing onto the table things that they could be of mutual benefit between the two countries that would then maybe might become very difficult to get from the West in the long run as we go along with the geopolitical tensions. What do you think about this, Dr. Umu?
Definitely. Let's say for argument's sake, we were getting even vaccines for foot and mouth disease, for instance, or vaccines for polio or whatnot. And then we discover that, look, from where we were importing that, let's say we were importing that from Arabia, that is the Middle East. Now, there is a blockade or serious just as it is now, and we cannot get that from there and other pharmaceuticals. Botswana is having some good, should I call them laboratories, as well as manufacturing plant for vaccines. Mm. If everything, if everyone goes, that is Namibia and Botswana can pull resources and expand that facility, that is Namibian companies investing there, or if it is a government to government investment, that is also okay. Expand that, expand not only into we have a small outfit in Oshivarongo called Fabu Farm. Fabu Farm teaming up with them in producing other things like cough remedies. Cough remedies are not very nice things, but other drugs are not happy, but I mean things like your paracetamol, your pain medication, your other stuff. Then you see, even if there is a blockade somewhere, and where, so that we can become self-reliant, we cannot always rely on other countries. We train our doctors, our scientists, our whatever, and then either the very good ones are poached by Western nations, Canada, US, UK, and the like. Mm-hmm. If we start with this kind of production facilities, our scientists or the kids we trained at our in our science departments and our medical schools can go there and find work, rather than just be either unemployed or just loitering around, or being poached by Western nations. So also, that can also plant the seed for greater cooperation for the whole SADC region, greater cooperation between Botswana, Namibia, and South Africa, Mozambique, Angola, etc. And by so doing, we'll form a formidable block that can become self-reliant.
Yeah. Hmm. Okay. Yeah. Overall, Dr. Omu, as an economist, what perhaps advice would you give to whether to Namibians, to Botswana students, citizens, to really take advantage of the situation, of this relationship, this agreement, of course, between the two heads of state, which then obviously flows to us as citizens? What perhaps advice would you give at this particular point?
What we could do is this. We can have what they call expos, mm-hmm. not in Dubai, but in Gaborone and in Windhoek, to showcase to the Namibian SMEs, as well as a little bit bigger companies or enterprises, to see what opportunities are there. Marry companies in terms of joint ventures, or in terms of supplying what we have to Botswana, and Botswana supplying that to us. Remember, something that is in Botswana, for it to come here, it needs Namibians who will be the importers of Botswana or Botswana products, and vice versa. So by having these expos, biannual or annual or so, will go a long way to introduce the opportunities to the Namibian and Botswana citizens, and of course enterprises, be it SMEs or a little bit bigger enterprises.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Omu, thank you so much for always making time for us, and of course to debunk issues such as this and understand from an economic perspective. Thank you so much, Doc.
Thank you, Happy, and thank you to your listeners. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Happy, why should I say? Not only.
Oh, and it seems like the one is not there, but then Dr. Omu was saying Happy Independence Day in advance, and Namibia. Now, of course, Namibia and Botswana, when we're talking about the bi-national relations, for some who may be wondering, Namibia and Botswana set a significant... Pardon me. Namibia and Botswana finalized last year 8 new memorandum of understanding and agreements to be instruments covering key sectors from energy to mining that were revealed at the close of the ministerial segment of Botswana and Namibia Bi-National Commission that took place in Windhoek last year. Now, the two Southern African nations reaffirmed their shared commitment during that time to deepening cooperation in strategic areas, that is including trade, energy, transport, agriculture, health, education, and defense and security. And of course, today was sort of like a review of those discussions that were held, or those bi-national, or the discussions where they were held, the bi-national discussions. And also they did speak about further discussions that actually took place at the mining in Daba in South Africa. The further discussions took place there, and the Minister of Mines and Energy, or Minerals and Energy, also spoke on that and how she's quite happy with the way Namibia has been holding its part, and of course their part as well. So Minister of Minerals and Energy, that is Minister Boholo Joy Kenewendo, commented on matters such as Namibia becoming a signatory to the Luanda Accord. That's something we'll deal with perhaps in future, and the importance of continued engagement on the future of diamond and mining. Now, she said engagements had first taken place at the mining in Daba earlier this year in South Africa, and that in the area of cooperation on fuel, the minister expressed her gratitude for how her Namibian counterpart collaborated with her on pressing matters during the second session of the Namibia-Botswana Bi-National Commission held last year. Now, in response, Namibia's Minister of International Relations and Trade, that is Minister Selma Ashipala Musavi, highlighted the importance of good neighboring, stressing that regional integration remains a priority for the Namibian government. And of course, this discussion were part of the working day visit by President Duma Boko to President Netumbo Nandi Ndaitwa. Now, of course, the importance of neighboring countries coming together to work together is I think in future we may need to use Botswana and Namibia as a case study. We probably will be referring to them as a case study for other countries also to learn from, or for us to leverage other opportunities between Namibia and other African countries, and not just any African countries, but neighboring countries. Let's see how we can benefit from them and how they can benefit from us, and Namibia becoming a signatory to the to the Luanda Accord alongside Botswana and alongside Congo is one of those discussions which are very significant. But furthermore, I think any country would look into especially its neighbors and facilitate and strengthen inter-Africa trade or inter-regional trade, and strengthen that so that its people can benefit and fellow citizens from the other country can benefit, as opposed to how generally things were being done in the past, as in traveling so far to strengthen collaboration. And also bringing it closer to home makes it easier for transportation, of course, facilitating that makes it easier for transportation, as the transportation cost of any goods that will be coming then from a neighboring country would arrive obviously faster and easier and more efficiently, and it won't be as expensive as goods coming from a further country as opposed to Africa and to closer neighboring countries. But yeah, that was definitely the discussions held between Botswana and Namibia's heads of state, and I could say that it's quite a wonderful that both of them are speaking about enhancing trade and continuing this visits, making them regular and speaking on a regular basis. And I think at the heart of any implementation should be follow-up, because when you do follow-up, you kind of remind people, however busy they do get, you do remind them to put in the work and the effort. But of course, we'll have more discussion to talk about this furthermore in future, I'm sure, because this visit the beginning, and will definitely continue with tangible results. Now, that has brought us to the conclusion of today's business economic segment right here on Eagle FM. I was your host, Dapa Happy Juju. So good night for me. I'll see you again next time. Goodbye.